Early start for more than 20 people and 18,000 oysters at Dunleary Harbour this morning. The oysters must be tired. They left Kerry at 1 a.m. and were being put into the harbour on the east coast from 6 a.m. Why? To create an oyster reef along the hard armouring of Dunleary's middle pier and work as a natural water filter. Let's go to Dunleary and talk with David Lawler of Green Ocean Foundation. They're a not-for-profit, community-based organisation that manages and operates marine environmental projects. David Lawler, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us more about the background to this project.
So I suppose 2 years ago we started this project in Dunleary with two earlier phases to, I suppose, check the efficacy, whether oysters would actually survive, grow and reproduce in Dunleary. Now, these are the oysters, the native Irish oysters, the ones that were indigenous in along the East Coast up to about 200 years ago.
So what's happening this morning?
So after, I suppose, successful phase one and phase two, so we're looking to scale up the project. So what we've done is we've installed 300 floating baskets along that area, the middle pier between Dunleary Marina and the pier. And the oysters are going to be placed in those baskets, which are going to be suspended at water level above that rock armouring. And the hope there is that over the next couple of years, those oysters will actually spawn and the oyster larvae and spat will settle amongst that hard armouring and other places within the vicinity of Dunleary Harbour and hopefully create a self-seeding oyster reef. And I suppose the really important thing about oysters is that they're natural filter feeders. So one oyster will actually filter 190 to 200 litres of water per day. Oh. And what they do is they feed on nitrates and plankton, all the stuff that creates that murky water in the water column. So what the oysters do is they clarify the water column, which allows kind of sunlight to penetrate the seafloor, which in turn helps seaweed and seagrass grow, which in turn facilitates the improvement in biodiversity. So
they'll make the water cleaner, yes?
That's right.
Can they be or will they be harvested?
No, these are environmental engineers, these little oysters. So these oysters are roughly about 3 years old. Typically, an oyster will last up to about 20 years. So their job is to reproduce and be that brood stock for, as I say, the kind of the creation of oyster reefs, both underneath where they're going to be located and elsewhere within the vicinity of Dublin Bay.
And will Kerry oysters mind being moved to Dublin? Will they be able to grow and breed on their own?
They will, yeah. So when we started this kind of 3 years ago, the mortality levels were very low, and they have been ever since here in Dunleary, less than kind of 3%. And we would have seen, you know, very significant levels of growth. So the oysters that we would have put in kind of initially as far as part of phase one have almost doubled in size. So that's a sign that it's a really healthy environment and lots of food in the water. And we've also run kind of tests to check that they'd actually reproduce, and we've been able to identify that.
David, thanks for talking to us. That's David Lawler of Green Ocean Foundation speaking to us from Dunleary this morning.